All right, thank you, Sherry. 907 here on the Mighty 690. We're squeezing a lot in here this morning, and we have 34 degrees now, warmed up just a little bit. We have Dr. Craig Correll from USD 445 joining us right now. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. So we do have, you know, all the school board meetings tonight here on a Monday, and I know that you guys still have a couple more weeks of school left, so, you know, it's still, you know, just the way the break and everything falls, that's just kind of how it goes this year, so we have a little bit more time to get in some of those activities and everything.
We really do. The students' last day this year is Friday, December 22nd, I believe, so yep. They'll get the week of Christmas and then the week after Christmas off this year. So it did fall a little odd this year, so the calendar's a little bit different than it normally is.
Hey, but they'll be gloating when the other kids they know are back in school and they've still got some
time
off.
That's right. That's right. And everybody still has 2 weeks off. Yeah. So just, it all comes out in the end.
That's good. Just shifted a little bit. So, hey, what do we have coming up at tonight's meeting?
Tonight's meeting, the board report this evening is the high school graduation rate and our post-secondary success. So we'll have high school principal Travis Stalford in to discuss that and just we've been very proud of our high school graduation rates over the last 7 or 8 years. They've increased every year. And that's something that I know the high school staff put a lot of work into. So we'll be talking about those scores as well, or those that data, as well as post-secondary success. And that's a measurement that comes down from the Kansas Department of Education, and there's a lot of factors involved with that. And that you'll see that Coffeyville students are actually outperforming where KSDE thinks that they should land. So another good feather in the cap for our high school.
Hey, that we like that. That's some good stuff there. And then I see you also have some preschool curriculum, that sort of thing, going to be approving some purchase for.
We have some preschool curriculum that we're approving this evening. We also will be approving some of our employee handbooks. It's just some of the kind of standard fare for this time of year. And then we'll be filling Dr. Hamm's vacant, not filling, we'll be opening Dr. Hamm's vacant board position up this evening. So it was a huge loss for the district and the community in losing both Dr. Hamm and his wife, Norma. So tonight we'll talk about what that procedure looks like, what that will entail as we will open that up, probably come up tomorrow. And if anyone is interested, then they can contact the board clerk for that information on how to apply for that position.
Okay, so it's not like an election per se. It's more of an application process.
Yes,
that,
application,
right?
And then an appointment by the current school board. So we'll do all that in January.
Okay, and then eventually will that position go back to an elected position like once
we
get through the cycle?
Yes, that's a great question. The appointment will last for the remaining 2 years of what would have been Dr. Hamm's appointment. So it'll be an appointment for 2 years, and then at that election, it'll be up for re-election at the time.
Gotcha. No, that all makes sense. So, anything else you'd like to share, sir, as we kind of wrap up this part of the school year?
That's really about it. We've had a great start to the school. We've had a great first semester, probably one of our best in several years. You know, every year after COVID gets a little bit better, a little bit more back to normal, and this year's definitely one of those.
No, it is great to have some of that normalcy. Great to have all those different activities and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Kids really
a lot of
enjoy.
Things going on. A lot of, you know, people coming into our buildings, and we're sure glad to be able to be that open again.
Wonderful. We really appreciate it. Well, Dr. Correll, again, a meeting tonight at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, 6:15, Ellis.
Okay, very good. We'll see you then, and you have a great rest of your day here, and a great last couple weeks of the school year.
Yep, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. That is Dr. Craig Correll here on the Mighty 690, and coming up next, we have John Vest of the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club, just a couple of minutes away, here on the Mighty 690.